The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Don't settle for dealership financing when you can apply for a low-rate vehicle loan at DuPage Credit Union. Visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured. DuPage Credit Union. Banking inspired.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Black and Abdallah. ESPN 1000. And now on digital FM at 100.3 HD2.
It's Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Talking college football because we have breaking news at this moment. Sources telling Yahoo Sports, Pete Thamel, that LSU is expecting to hire Notre Dame's Brian Kelly as the school's next head coach. An announcement could come as early as tomorrow. You know what's funny, Abdallah, is we let off the show talking about how The Athletic was reporting that LSU was going to take a big swing and try and find out if Brian Kelly would be interested in the gig. We also started talking about how Lincoln Riley, up and left Oklahoma, he's heading to USC. Haven't even addressed like how what this means for USC yet. And I'm a huge USC fan. Super excited. I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. USC's back. The last 5 years have been terrible under Clay Helton, and they were probably even worse under Sarkisian. Not great under Lane. But now it's time to be back on the coast, right? Like, now USC football is going to be back.
Yeah, cool. Good job.
There's all this different stuff. We were talking about how maybe this could influence what the Bears do in this offseason. You know, maybe they take a big swing, go after a big fish. I'd say this. We have a lot to discuss, and we've been going at it here for an hour, but we haven't even talked about how great the actual college football was on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it was – I mean, every game, every rivalry game was great. Like, yeah. It started with Michigan and Ohio State and Michigan beating, and then it went, you know, 2:30, you had the Iron Bowl, and then you had Oklahoma State with Bedlam, which was truly Bedlam. It was close, and then Oklahoma State kind of pulled away, but it was just a completely great day. That's why we love college football, is the rivalry games, and that I can't think of a better day of rivalry games than Saturday, where they all mattered. They were all pretty close. Obviously, the Iron Bowl, the closest as it goes to overtime, and they have to go to the two-point conversion overtime, and Alabama wins at the end. But just a crazy day, and even this day might be even crazier.
Yeah, it might be. Steven in Logan Square, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Steven?
Yeah, I was just wondering, going back to the Bears, what are your guys' thoughts on them throwing the kitchen sink at Jim Harbaugh?
You know, I'm not necessarily against it, Steven. I just think that Harbaugh's in a good spot. I'd like to see him succeed at Michigan for some time. You know, it's been a rough go early on, even though he's had success. They've won 10 games. He just hasn't beaten his two rivals, Michigan State and Ohio State,
mm-hmm.
until this year. He beats Ohio State, right? Like, and now, like, I'd like to see him build some momentum.
I don't think that Harbaugh's going to leave. Like, if the Bears went and offered him the job, he might consider it, but I don't think that Harbaugh's perfect for Michigan. I've said it for years. As long as we've been doing Chicago's College Tailgate Show, before with Jonathan Hood, you and me and him, we've always talked about it. Every single week, is Michigan going to get Harbaugh? Get rid of Harbaugh. And my comment is, one, they're not going to do better than Harbaugh. Like, as far as, like, the Michigan man goes. Like, he can develop a program. He can win a decent amount of games. He just needs to get over the hump of beating Michigan State and Ohio State. And for 1 year, he's done it. He didn't beat Michigan State. But he did beat Ohio State. So, I mean, let him, yeah, you're right. Let him do it again. Like, he won one game. Like, one of these big games. He won one. That's it so far.
We go to Michael in Glendale Heights. Michael, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to throw out a name that nobody's been bringing up, and he's been a very successful head coach, and he's not coaching right now. Why don't somebody bring up Bill Cowher?
Yeah, he hasn't coached in quite some time, Michael. That really gets it done for you?
Well, you know, I just seem to think that he would be a good candidate.
Yeah, he certainly has credentials. I wonder if he's just been on the TV set for a little too long and he's not really wanting to get into the day-to-day of coaching. But, like, he clearly has the credentials. You can't argue with that.
Well, also, like, what does he really want to do this? Does he really want to go through the grind of coaching again? I don't think so. He's on TV. We were talking about on the break with Tyler. He works 20 weeks a year.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
20
pretty
days
nice.
A year. Not
yeah.
20 weeks.
20 days, yeah.
20
pretty
days
nice,
a
man.
Year.
Pretty nice.
Like, that's not bad at all.
Quickly, let's get to Banks in North Park. Banks, you want to talk Bulls? Go ahead, Banks.
Hey, guys. This is one site. No, people turn off your brights. You don't need it if you're in the city.
What?
But
I'm with you. I'm with you, Banks.
People
turn
got
the brights
on?
Blinded me, man. I'm afraid I'm getting an accident. But quick, on the Bulls, you know, something changed in the last Bulls 15 games, and I want to point to the Trailblazers games. The first half, the Bulls were blowing them out by 20 points, and they were running men. They went to zone and shut down the Bulls. And ever since then, every team has been doing it. And it's like the Bulls don't know how to defeat a zone defense. It's like, come on, flash high paint, get the defense to overcommit, and, you know, let's get back to where things were. But hopefully it gets back to the early season victories and the positive notes. But that's all I got for you guys.
Yeah, and Banks, you make a good point because also not only just flash the middle, but then when the ball comes back out to the wings, you got to be ready to shoot. Guy hit three-point shots. Mm-hmm. There's so many open missed threes that the Bulls are taking in the recent couple of games, especially against the Rockets last week. What was that, last Wednesday? Like, they missed a lot of open three-point shots that if those would have fallen, the Bulls wouldn't have lost the Rockets. And the same thing kind of happened with the Heat. The problem is a lot of those shots were coming from DeMar DeRozan. He gave you 28, but he's not a three-point shooter. So you either have to figure out one of two things. You got to get to the basket against the zone, or when you dump it into the middle, and Caruso made a couple of nice passes to the corner for Kobe White. Remember, he missed the first one, and then the second time, because he missed the first three-point shot, he double-clutched, mm-hmm. and he took it to the hole, and then he traveled. Well, you got to keep shooting that three. The only way you're going to really beat a zone, start burying three-point shots.
Yeah.
And, like, this team's just going to have to shoot better from three if that's what you want to do, if every single team is going to start playing zone on them.
Yeah, and that's their biggest problem, is they need to start shooting more and also hitting those. But also, it's the turnovers that have been just killing them in these games.
I'm with you. Al Lamont, you're on ESPN 1000.
Guys, how you doing? Long time no talk.
What's
so
up, Al?
Talking about coaches, you know, I hear Bill Cowher again, I'm going to shoot myself. But anyway.
Don't do that.
No, don't. Yeah.
I'm not going to. It's a figure of speech. Nonetheless, you know what would be cool? I mean, I don't know. I just throwing a name out. How about Matt LaFleur's brother? He's under Shanahan in San Francisco, right? His brother is the coach of the Packers. He's got to have some of that goodness rub off on him between those two guys. Does that sound stupid, or am I just...
I don't think it's stupid. I think you make a good point. You're going to look at places. If he's in San Francisco, you're going to say, Kyle Shanahan, he's a great offensive mind. Matt LaFleur is a good offensive mind. So, like, maybe Mike, the brother, maybe he takes a little bit of both, and mm-hmm. he could be a good offensive mind for a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see someone with experience. That's my personal opinion.
Well, listen, man, if we're swinging for the fences here, let's just go get Belichick.
Well, that's unreal.
Well, no, we're doing... I mean, if LSU can get... In a million years, if I would have told you that that Brian Kelly was going to go to the Swamp, was going to go to LSU...
The Bayou?
That's what you... Really? Really? Seriously? Someone had a great tweet, I forget who it was, that said the man looks like he thinks Sprite is spicy. He's going to go to the Bayou?
Well, Charles McDonald, who comes on the show frequently and talks football with
us. Pick up your phone.
Trying to book him for tomorrow. He just tweeted, I just can't imagine Brian Kelly not being grossed out by the state of Louisiana or even living in the South at all. I agree with that. Like there is nothing about Brian Kelly
so
that tells me LSU.
Give Belichick. Come on.
Tom in Oak Lawn, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tom?
So does this mean Urban Meyer's coming back to Notre Dame? He was a wide receiver coach under Bob Davey and everything, so there have always been the rumors.
Dream job, right?
Great job. Mm-hmm. He's got the ties and everything like that. Doesn't look like he's doing very well in Jacksonville. I don't know. I mean, I know they have Trevor Lawrence, but what else do they have? And it's Jacksonville. There's, like, nothing there. So, come on. Come on, Urban. Come back to Notre Dame.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. I, you know, my thought on this is I don't know if schools are going to go after Urban anymore.
Yeah, Urban's let's just use this for an example, right? The last Urban scandal, because there's been a couple of them. The last one where he's seen at a bar with a younger lady that was not
his wife.
Dancing.
They were dancing, right?
Yeah. That's just a 24-hour...
Was she trying to pick something up off the floor?
I think she might have dropped something. She was looking for a contact.
And then she was trying to pick something up off the floor, and Urban was...
She lost her contact, yeah.
I don't know if he was necessarily trying to help her pick something up off the floor, but he was...
He was trying to nudge her in the right direction.
He was there.
Nudging her in the right direction.
Certainly was there, posting up.
Guess what? That was gone in, like, 4 days.
Yeah, NFL.
In college? That's all
thing.
A year. That could cost you your job in college. I don't think that happened.
I would also say...
Especially Notre Dame.
He was a hot name for USC, and they didn't want anything to do with him.
Yeah, but you did.
Yeah, but, like, he's a great football coach, and a great college football coach.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, they wouldn't even touch that. So, like, I have a feeling, like, a school like Notre Dame, I don't think they're going near that. No, I agree with you.
It'd be huge. I mean, look, the last 2 days, anything can happen.
Well, this is why I said to you an hour ago that the Bears should take a swing.
Isn't that the Saban plan? Don't you just go to a team for a little bit, and then you're just like, yeah, you know what? Going back to college.
Maybe. Tony in Streamwood, you're on ESPN 1000.
Tony.
Hey, I think we should offer Belichick the key to the castle, so to speak. Give him president of football operations.
Swing big, right? Swing big. Get him.
Absolutely.
Let him run the whole thing.
Thanks for the call,
Let
Tony.
Let him run the whole thing. Let him run the whole thing. Why not?
I owe you a song of the night.
I have to show you this during the break, too.
All right, what is it? I have to show you this picture. Is it good?
What is our friend in the morning doing?
What do you mean?
What is our friend David Kaplan doing?
What do you mean?
Go to his Twitter. Everybody go to his Twitter account. At the Catman.
What's he got? Video?
He's got
picture?
A video up.
Oh.
Would you ever wear that?
No.
What is that? What is that? Who buys that?
You wouldn't wear that. I wouldn't wear it. It's just not. We don't.
Who does that?
He would do that.
Who does that?
He likes that stuff.
I know. Didn't he wear that for the Unity Walk? I think he wore that for the Unity Walk.
It's a Cubs White Sox jersey.
Yeah.
Half pinstripes in the Cubby white and blue. And then the other half is all black and White Sox. It's a jersey. It's all one thing. It's multiple jerseys.
You wear that for the Unity Walk and then that's kind of it.
He probably wears it a lot.
Sleeps in it?
I think he likes stuff. He likes stuff like that.
Sleeps in it? Get him a Bears Packers one.
What's he doing in this video? He's cooking?
I don't know.
He's in his kitchen.
A house divided.
All right.
Get him a Bears Packers one for
Christmas. We have a song of the night. We have so much college football news.
We just keep pushing it.
I mean, this feels like we're doing Chicago's college.
Anything could happen tonight, guys. Who knows?
Chicago's college tailgate on a Monday night. That's what it feels like. We have the song of the night. Next. We'll do it next. I promise.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
What's in the video?
Hot stove takes.
Oh.
He's got his hot stove takes. Get him while they're
in
hot.
The kitchen. It all makes sense now.
Oh, he's in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Does he turn this? Please tell me he turns the stove off and on.
No, it's time for
hot stove takes.
That's outstanding.
Why is it called a hot stove? Is that why? Because it's hot?
I don't know.
Because the stove is hot?
I don't know. Call the baseball.
Tyler, what do they teach you in Syracuse? About why they call it the hot stove.
Stove's hot. Don't touch it.
Well, why?
That's it.
But everybody's touching it today. Everybody's getting some action today.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's the reason why.
I'm gonna look this up during
Google the
song of the night.
No, Google, let's figure this out first. This is something we have to get to the bottom of.
By the way, additional
breaking news. Brett McMurphy from the Action Network is confirming the report. Notre Dame's Brian Kelly has been hired as the head coach at LSU. That's right. Yahoo reported it first about, 30 minutes ago? that Pete Thamel reported that LSU was planning on hiring Brian Kelly, and that seems to be the case. The Fighting Irish will be looking for a brand new head football coach within days.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called the hot stove?
Well, also to add to that, Matt Fortuna said that he's been in contact with some assistants and coaches and staff, and they are blindsided by this. Which is we just praised Brian Kelly for like 10 minutes about how he's changed, and now this? Okay. Anyway, according to MLB's website.
Okay. Oh, wait. See, wait. This isn't like Wikipedia.
No, this is MLB's website.
Okay.
The hot stove refers to the Major League Baseball offseason, particularly the time around the winter meetings when free agents. Okay. Origin. In the early days of baseball,
in the aughts,
hot stove season referred to an actual baseball season, the hot stove leagues, in which MLB players would stay in shape by playing baseball in their hometowns while staying warm with
around
actual hot stoves. The term soon expanded to become a kind of predecessor to the water cooler. On a cold day, fans would gather around the hot stove to discuss their favorite team.
All right, song of the night.
I wanna rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's
like,
time
what
for
is this?
Dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
We like to bring the song of the night to you at around 6:50 each night, but we've had a lot of breaking news tonight.
Dude.
Brian Kelly going to LSU. Crazy. In college football news, the song of the night is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Collins and the Cats host DePaul, Illinois, and Indiana, and more at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Tonight's song of the night, we go to Guns N' Roses. Patience from 1988. What's your song of the night?
Goes out to all the Notre Dame fans, I guess.
November 29th, 1988. The album Lies from GNR was released. This was the only single released from that album. Patience, Guns N' Roses, Song of the Night with Bleck and Abdallah.
Close.
Yeah.
So far away, though.
Yeah. It's a long song, my friend. I also guarantee you that Tyler's never heard this song.
So Lies is not a... Lies wasn't like a real album.
Shed a tear cause I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said sugar, make it slow.
How's it not a real album?
It's an EP. It's not an LP.
Yeah, it was a release.
It only has 8 songs on it.
Okay.
And 3 of them are covers.
So? It's what they wanted to do. They're rock stars, man.
What do you mean? They did an Aerosmith song, a Hollywood Rose song, a Rose Tattoo song, and they did four of their own. Patience, Used to Love Her, You're Crazy, and One in a Million, which... Oof.
So are you saying that they're no good because you don't think this is an album?
No. I like it.
Did you buy it?
No.
Oh, I had this.
I did not buy this.
I definitely had this.
I was probably one of the people who was like, this is weak.
This is soft,
where's the guitars?
Bro.
Where's the guitars, bro? Where's the guitars, bro? Why isn't Axl standing on a mountaintop playing the guitar, bro?
Axl didn't play guitar.
Or you know what I mean.
Slash?
Slash. I'm reading too much about Axel and his accusations.
Sugar, take the time, cause the lights are shining bright. You and I got what it takes to make it. We won't fake it.
According to the Wikipedia, they usually use electric guitars instead of acoustic when performing this live.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, have you heard this song before?
Negative.
Yeah. Really?
I figured. There's no way Tyler has heard
it.
It's not
in Guitar Hero, so I haven't heard it.
It's non-Guitar Hero.
It's a nice little tune. Think about it. It's a Monday night. There's chaos going on in the college football coaching world. We're just having a little patience here. Bleck and Abdallah, your song of the night.
I want people outside to put their lighters up. There's nobody outside. Said he hates the way his voice sounds on these songs too.
On this song,
because they recorded them after they came off a tour.
Yeah,
and so his voice was
shot
from the tour, and they still had to record them anyway. They thought it was over.
Oh no!
Nope.
This is when it gets good, Tyler. This is when it gets good, my friend. There's redeeming qualities in this song.
Nope. I'm not a big fan of the last two songs of the night. I'm not gonna lie.
Maybe you should pick them.
You didn't even give me the opportunity today.
Well, I didn't see you around. You're listening to holiday parody songs. Don't even give me that. You're listening to more
there
Bears.
There he is.
Boom! Alex.
Alex.
See, he likes it.
Not for me, Alex. It's not for me. I'm sorry. You have a good night, sir. He put up the devil horns. Like, we've done a lot of Guns N' Roses.
Have we?
Yeah, we've done a couple at least. Metallica by far is the number one because we did a whole week of it. But yeah, this is probably the second most band, I would say, Guns N' Roses.
Like, this is before, really, Axl got his way where he tried to turn the band into, like, making Elton John piano-style songs.
Well, yeah, this was right after Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah. Solo edge.
Yeah.
But it was acoustic edge.
Acoustic edge. I mean, this is their second album.
Yeah, no, I know.
EP.
You
but
can
we
call
won't
it
get
an album, but
it's
that's
an EP.
Fine.
That's right. Okay.
Lies came out this date, 1988. Patience. Guns N' Roses. Abdallah hates it.
I don't hate it.
It's a song of the night.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
I'm saying, you can pick the song tomorrow.
Oh, I will.
All right.
It's going to be a banger.
It better.
Well, I mean, I got to look at history. I got to look at all these different things. There's all these different variables. Sometimes we don't control the Song of the Night.
I know.
Sometimes it's its own being.
This one picked us, man.
It's own, it picked you.
Well, I mean, it picked the show.
Yeah.
It's a show thing, and it just kind of happened. Like, you think people are really upset that we just listened to Patience?
No. People were far more upset at much
It's a good song.
Better songs. Not Milli Vanilli, though. That's on us.
George in Old Town, you're on ESPN 1000.
Well, did you guys see that Alabama game this week? And I watched some of it, yes. I think they can take care of Georgia. I like them plus 6.5. I think that's for definitely going to happen. And maybe sprinkle a little bit on the money line. Come on, this is Nick Saban. I mean, the offense is phenomenal. I think they can beat that Georgia defense.
I respectfully disagree, George. The offense couldn't score on Auburn until the last 2 minutes of the game. And they were misfiring. Bryce Young was sacked 7 times in that game. He's been sacked like 50 times. It's crazy. I hope they win. I don't think they will. I think Georgia's a different team. They're the best defensive. They're the best defense in history. The best defense in history. Like statistically, in a lot of the metrics, they are the best defense in history. And a team that like Arkansas that rarely blitzed and brought 4 could get to Bryce Young with this offensive line. Imagine what Georgia's going to do to them. Like, he might be eaten. He might be literal dog food. by the end of the this game, because they're going to bring so much pressure to get to him. Because look, Kirby's not stupid. They're the number one team in the country for a reason. He's a good coach. He knows how to beat this team. Now, what you do have going for you, George, is you're right.
Yeah.
Kirby's never beaten Saban, but also Jimbo'd never beaten Saban either, and then he just did this year. So I hope it's close. I hope they win, but I'm not expecting greatness.
Yeah, but I mean, look, you just you get the ball, you score on them right away, and then Alabama's defense, I think, can handle. Georgia's offense is nothing to write home about.
Yes, that's correct, but getting the ball and scoring on them early, no one does that against Georgia. No one has done that at all this year to Georgia.
But it's Alabama.
I get that. Yeah, it is. It is Alabama.
Well, we'll see.
That we will.
Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it. Have a good night. That's George in Old Town. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000.
The most they've given up was 17 to Tennessee, and that was like at the end of the, like, it wasn't like, come on.
The breaking news that we have here on ESPN 1000 tonight, after 12 years as the head coach at Notre Dame, Brian Kelly is set to become the next coach at LSU. We'll have more reaction. Brian Kelly heading to LSU, and Notre Dame will be looking for a new head football coach. Coming up next, it's Black and Abdallah.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
Bring this to your attention. Last week I saw this and we didn't have time to talk about it. Do you know that there is a new greatest all-time Hot 100 song on the Billboard charts? Like, think about all the great songs in the history of the world that
we've ever listened to.
The great songs. Yeah. There is
like
one song.
Guns N' Roses, Patience.
Yeah, that song did not do it. And what did I say to you during the break? During the commercial break.
Probably wasn't good.
Probably wasn't a good song. All right, fine. Eon me. We'll take the Black Day sales down to 10% because of that, right?
Should take them up. Move them back up.
No, it's a penalty.
No, give the people.
No. It's a penalty against the people there.
Wow.
Yeah, we're down to 10%. From Friday, we moved it all the way to 10%. Tyler, it was 50% off on Friday if you were getting the Black Day sales
for
Black Friday. So it was very 50% nice. Off, but, you know.
We got controversy tomorrow.
What now? What do you got?
Oh, no, music. I'm looking at music possible for tomorrow.
All right. So Billboard released this because there is one song that has become the number one song all time with their run on the weekly Hot 100.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a song, top of the charts, songs that have had the longest runs. That one song is... The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, has now had the longest run ever on Billboard's all-time Hot 100.
Okay.
Blinding Lights.
All
right. So if you're thinking about the greatest singles of all time, what are some of those songs? I've got the top 10 songs here for you.
Okay.
Number 10. This is a recent song, so I'm a little surprised that it's there on the list. It's very new.
I'll tell you why it's not.
It's a newer song.
Surprising.
Ed Sheeran.
Yep. Not surprising.
Shape of You.
Dude, this song is everywhere. Was everywhere. Still is everywhere.
We're talking about all-time songs.
Yeah. We've got to understand, people just keep streaming stuff now. It's different. It's
like,
different.
Like, for example,
putting things on repeat now?
Yeah.
So easy.
Blinding Lights has been on the charts for over 90 weeks on the Hot 100.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Not surprising.
So you're not surprised
by
Ed Sheeran.
I'm not surprised by new songs being on there because of how easy it is to stream them and how often people can stream them.
Okay. YouTube, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, does YouTube count in the Billboard Hot 100?
I believe it does.
In replays?
I believe so.
I believe the Billboard Hot 100 takes in the streaming sites, but it doesn't necessarily
take
in YouTube.
Isn't YouTube technically streaming, though?
They have their own streaming site.
Do they count that with
the music? It's probably the music videos. If it's a specific music video, I'd imagine that has to count, right?
Can't they just have their views?
Yep.
Does it count?
Billboard, starting January 3rd, Billboard will count. This is in December of 2019.
Okay.
That they will officially count music videos on YouTube, as well as Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Vevo, and all that stuff.
All right. Number nine. How about this one? This is a throwback. You remember this?
Oh, God.
The Macarena?
Why haven't we done this yet?
For Song of the Night?
Yeah.
Do you remember the dance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hold on. I'll do it when it comes in. Hold on.
Hey, Macarena.
It's this one, this one, this one, this one, this one.
You're just saying this one, that one. For radio, it doesn't help.
Okay, it's hands down, hand down, hand up, arm, behind the head, waist, butt. Turn it around and then jump.
Like that song makes sense because that song was everywhere for a long time in the 90s. All right, number eight, all-time greatest Hot 100 songs. We have a new one. The Weeknd's Blinding Lights is the new number one. Number eight, Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling.
Yeah. Just stop it.
Just stop it.
I hate this song.
Is this song being stuck in your head now?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, so that's Black Eyed Peas as number seven. You remember this one? This is a good song. Rock Anthem, LMFAO.
We found out over Thanksgiving that my dad has a playlist. It's like all old rock, and then this song.
That's amazing.
Shout out.
Why does he like it?
No idea. No clue.
Wasn't the big thing that they were like cousin or like nephew and uncle? Wasn't that the thing? Wasn't that the rumor going around that one of them was like 50?
No, I don't know.
I don't remember. Maybe.
Number six, do you remember this song? This is an old school song. I'm a little surprised it's on the list. Leanne Rimes, remember this song?
Oh, God, yeah. When did this come out?
Oh, if I had to guess, I'd say 1996.
Hold on. We were definitely in school. How do I live?
97.
All right.
Almost nailed it.
All right. So, yeah, this was definitely a seventh grade dance where you had to keep a space between for the Lord.
Yeah. Don't get too close.
Don't get too close in seventh grade. Definitely. Oh, you did. You pull your crush up to this? Woo!
Top five all-time greatest songs according to Billboard on the Hot 100. Number five, Uptown Funk.
Yeah, this is not surprising. This song
was everywhere.
I'm trying to think of the most popular song of my life. Of like me just being aware of a song and existence.
Yeah.
And like it being a part of what you heard wherever.
Yeah.
I think it's this one.
No, there's a song on the list.
And I think it's gonna be on there. It's gonna be on there.
Number four, Bobby Darin with Mac the Knife. Do you know this song?
Yes. What movie is this in? There's a really famous movie that this is in. I have a feeling. I want to say it's a Scorsese movie. I might be wrong. Someone will tweet us.
All right, that's number four.
Okay.
Number three, I think you're going to enjoy. Number three, greatest all-time Hot 100 songs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This is my jam.
Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
Smooth. I love this song. Man, is it a hot one. Oh, I wish we could do just a week of this being Song of the Night. I would play that. Hottest week of the year, let's do it.
Remember that for the summer.
I will.
I'm guessing just, like July 8th, we'll have a 30-minute show.
You'll be gone for a week, and I'll just do this every night. People will get so mad.
All right, so if you're a music fan, you've been thinking to yourself, all right, we heard the Black Eyed Peas, we heard Leanne Rimes, Ed Sheeran, LMFAO.
Yeah. Drake has the most
Bruno
hits,
Mars.
Right?
You know, we have Santana. You know, we know the number one song is The Weeknd. Like, this is the new number one all-time Hot 100 song. Blinding Lights, right?
So,
fantastic song.
Drake has the most songs on the Billboard 100 at any given time. I think he's got that title. Oh, I'm trying to think. Don't play it yet. Let me think this out.
See, here's what's interesting. Like, we haven't heard from Mariah Carey.
No.
We didn't hear from Madonna.
But they haven't put out songs recently.
We didn't hear from Michael Jackson.
Nope.
We haven't heard from any of them.
Probably wouldn't do this bit if we did.
We haven't heard from any of the heavy hitters, right?
Nope.
Like there are a lot of... What's interesting on the list is there's some songs that you would expect, and then,
yeah,
like,
and
the
Leon
Macarena.
Rhymes. No, come on, man. The Macarena was everywhere.
That was like a...
Dude, I remember... I have a distinct memory of being in Egypt doing the Macarena. Like, that's how big the Macarena was.
I have a good little gorilla toy that does the Macarena.
Boom.
Or, yeah.
Film that later and send it to us if you still have it.
It's at my grandparents'.
Damn
but
it.
I'm going to go see them next week.
I'm not saying that it's not a big song. I'm saying there are very famous acts that are not included on this list.
But you got to understand, like, time, radio
spins. What number two is.
Is it Adele?
No, it's not Adele.
Okay, I'm trying to think of famous people that it would be because I think
like
it's going to be in
Beyonce, no Beyonce, no Jennifer Lopez.
No,
current modern day rap artists, not Drake, it's not Kanye, it's not Jay-Z.
I thought it would be Drake. I thought it would be God's Plan.
Number two. You ready? Number two?
Hold on. Yes.
When you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, that song.
Is it old or new?
Oh, it's an oldie.
Oh, it's an old one?
This is an old song.
Why do you say that?
It's not the Beatles. It's not the Beach Boys. Number two on the all-time Hot 100. This was the song that got knocked off by The Weeknd.
Is it?
Do the Twitchers know?
Hold on. Let me check Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Elvis?
No, it's not Elvis.
The Venga Boys?
It's not the Venga Boys.
Usher?
It's not Usher.
Lil Jon?
No, it's not Lil Jon.
Con Air?
It was the number one song until Blinding Lights by The Weeknd passed it.
Bee Gees?
The Weeknd has now had this song, Blinding Lights, on the Hot 100 for over 90 weeks.
Hmm.
And it moved into first place. It beat out this song, which was the number one song of all time on the Hot 100.
Oh, I'm still guessing?
You done? You
Beach
want me
Boys.
To play? It's not the Beach Boys.
Is it...
It's not Michael Jackson. It's not...
Is it George Clinton and the P-Funk?
No, it's not.
Not
no.
The Parliament?
No.
It's not Prince?
No, it's not Prince.
Damn.
Nice guess.
Hmm.
We go to number two.
And go like this.
Chubby Checker.
Oh.
The Twist. A dance just like your Macarena. You know how to do this dance, Abdallah?
You just twist. You just move around
just
a little
like
bit.
Just
like this. Little what?
What?
Oh, little miss.
What?
And go like this.
Anyone on the Twitch get this?
No one got this. No one's going to guess Chubby Checker.
Well, I mean, you...
Chubby Checker? It sounds like something I have to dump. Like, I don't think you should be allowed to say Chubby Checker on the radio.
Tyler, have you heard this song before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Come on.
Everybody knows the
you
twist.
You gotta ask sometimes.
Everybody knows the twist. Were there any of those that you hadn't heard?
There are a couple old ones. I think that's just one of them I didn't know.
Leon Rhymes?
Yes.
Mac the
Knife. Oh, man. You haven't
and
danced.
That one, too.
You haven't this danced one? With a crush until you've danced to Leon Rhymes.
You haven't heard the Leon Rhymes one?
Back in time.
No.
This is Bobby Barron. Here's Leon Rhymes. What movie is this in?
Oh, hold on. I'll find it.
Is this Con Air?
Someone said it, so yeah, it's gotta be. Someone said in the Twitch chat, what movie song? How do I like Con Air?
Boom.
What about Mac the Knife?
I don't know about Mac the Knife, all right?
I'm gonna find out about Mac the Knife. Oh, Mac the Knife's been in a ton of movies. Oh, there's a Mac the Knife movie.
Oh, that's nice.
1989, there was a Mac the Knife movie.
Not that Maggie.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Black and Abdallah, ESPN 1000, and now on digital FM at 100.3 HD2.
Download the Bleck and Abdallah podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Thank you to Tyler Aki producing tonight's show. We'll be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock from 6 to 8 right here on ESPN 1000. We'll also be back tomorrow at 2 with Waddle and Sylvie right here on ESPN 1000. The breaking news tonight here on ESPN 1000 is that Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly will be heading to LSU. Yahoo reported the story first. Just about an hour ago that Brian Kelly is going to LSU. He will be the next football coach for the Bayou Tigers. As LSU has their guy, they went big hunting, they got the guy, and now Notre Dame's going to be searching for a head football coach in what is likely to be announced tomorrow, which is a crazy move in college football.
Absolutely.
Following a day where yesterday the big move was crazy with Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley heading to USC, and he's already there. He's already been announced as head coach for the Trojans.
Prove me wrong. I don't... could they have gotten a more extreme opposite of Orgeron?
Yeah, it's Brian Kelly. Yeah, no, you're right.
I just don't know how he's going to, identify with the Bayou. That was the thing, Orgeron was LSU. That dude's blood was purple. You could tell by his skin.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do this. I don't think it's going to work.
Go Tigers.
And I'll tell you this. We here at ESPN Chicago,
yeah,
part of our sales and marketing team, have the biggest LSU fan that I know. I've seen this man decked out in head to toe, including the socks. I did not want to see the boxers in purple and gold LSU gear. All right. He played golf at LSU, was an athlete at LSU, phenomenal golfer, one of the best dudes I've ever played with. Although I haven't played with him, I've just seen him play. You've played with him.
I played with him. He's fantastic.
He's good.
Greg is really good.
Greg Morn has texted me this, constantly betting with me on the games. The dude
huge
bleeds
LSU fan. His,
gold and purple.
His golf club covers are LSU.
The whole bag
the whole
is.
Deal.
It's everything.
All,
he's got LSU everything.
He's very proud.
And I got this from him. We gambled on the Iron Bowl. He thought that he's listening right now. I think. He just said he won't connect, so I hope he's listening. Here's what he says to me. With this hire tomorrow, I am now a Bama fan. Brian Kelly at LSU is horrible. The worst hire ever. This sickens me. He is a criminal and a crook and sucks so bad. Roll Tide.
No.
Welcome aboard, Greg.
Are you serious?
Welcome aboard.
He's jumping off.
Ride the wave.
He's jumping ship.
Let's do this. You know what this means? Bama's going to win on Saturday.
Because you got Morin on your
Bama's
side?
Bama's going to win on Saturday. Not only do we have Morin on our side, but, dude, Kelly's going to get worked.
God, that's so great.
He's going to get absolutely worked. When has a dude ever won a big game?
He hasn't.
He's going to get worked.
No. That's on sale. A criminal and a crook. That's great.
Someone just tweeted.
That's my favorite description. Whenever you get angry college fan, yes, they go after the coach. Criminal and crook.
Criminal and crook.
That's such good college football Reddit material right there. That is outstanding.
I love this so much. This is so great. I can't think. This is a bad hire, man. This is a bad hire.
Brian Kelly, 12 years at Notre Dame. He's the winningest football coach in their history. He's won 113 games. They're in play for the college football playoff.
And he's just gone.
And he's going to LSU.
I can't believe it. I mean, I can believe it with the Lincoln Riley move, but that at least made sense. If you know the behind-the-scenes stuff about how, the SEC moving to or Oklahoma moving to the SEC, they lose to Oklahoma State, they put the push in on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and it's like, hey, here's basically a blank check. They give him what's being reported is close to $120 million, all this other stuff involved, maybe. So, I mean, that makes sense. This makes no sense.
It feels a lot like LSU saw what USC did yesterday, and they're like,
All right, let's see who we can try and get.
Brian Kelly? I don't know.
Before yesterday, we thought we were getting Matt Campbell, but okay, let's go after whoever we who do we think
Matt
is the
Campbell
next guy?
Would be better. I think.
I think I agree with you. I think if Notre Dame knocks on Matt Campbell's door and they land Matt Campbell, they might win in the end.
Yeah.
If you're Notre Dame, wouldn't that be an upgrade?
I don't know. This has got Fickle written all over it.
Well, yeah. Perhaps Fickle or Matt Campbell. Those are the two in play, I would assume.
Man, that's a huge job that's open now, too. Like, LSU is big. USC is big. Notre Dame is big.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You're on national TV every week.
This cycle, Florida was available. LSU, USC. If Notre Dame becomes available, because Brian Kelly's going to take this gig. And there is the chance that Manny Diaz loses his job in Miami. And Miami might be available.
So this is from Matt Fortuna. This is amazing. Matt Fortuna is reporting. This is usually how things go, but Brian Kelly has ghosted everyone at Notre Dame. Just spoke to one assistant who saw reports on his phone tonight as he was exiting a recruit's home. Quote, the news broke when I walked out of the house, so I look like a blank in blank hole.
Shout out to Brian Kelly, heading to LSU.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.